to the age of 2. We also have the live stream playing in the teen room. If you have children over the age of 2 still having trouble in the sanctuary this morning, we have quite a few announcements for youth group and children's ministry. We have VBS coming up. That is May 31st through June 3rd. That'll be for children ages 4 through 6th grade. There are registration forms in the foyer, and we are also looking for volunteers for certain classrooms and then different activities that we have throughout the week here for VBS. So if you're interested in helping out with VBS or coming to VBS, look in at the table in the foyer and find some sheets with information for that. And we'll start organizing some of those details for volunteers as we get volunteers. We have Camp Barnabas coming up this summer. That'll be a youth group missions trip that we're taking July 30th through August 5th. So if you are 14 through 28 and interested in coming with us to Camp Barnabas, registration ends at the end of the month, and we are going to start planning those travel details. If you're interested in coming, I do have the information packets from Camp Barnabas for you in my office. So if you're interested and you want more details, please come find me, or I will find you if we've had conversations previously. But we will be starting to plan those travel details here soon, and make sure you get registered if you want to come here shortly. We also have an opportunity to serve at Diamond Willow Ministries in Fort Thompson, South Dakota. Kelly and I are good friends with the staff down there, and they asked if we could organize some help to assist them with their camp ministry that they do July 10th through 15th. So if you're interested in helping, it's similar to what we do here for VBS, but it's a 4-day camp down there in Fort Thompson. That'll be July 10th through 15th, so we'd stay down there. It is about $450 per person. If you're interested, ask me if you have any questions, or I'm sure Kelly could answer some questions too. I've got information packets and registration forms for that as well in my office if you'd like some more information about that. We have short-term missions funding, so if you're going on a short-term missions trip this summer, there are forms in the foyer for financial assistance. We have some budget for the missions committee to give out some financial assistance for short-term missions trips this summer. So make sure you fill out an application for that and get that to Pastor Jim or the missions committee by May 8th. Graduation Sunday is coming up. That'll be May 1st. We'll honor our high school graduates and our college graduates. So if you have a college graduate, make sure you get their information to April by April 27th, and then we can get them in the bulletin and get their information out. We also have some need in the kitchen for fellowship time. The Women's Outreach Ministry is organizing the fellowship time here soon, so if you'd like to help out with the kitchen time for fellowship, please look at the sign-up sheet in the foyer for that, or talk to somebody in the Women's Outreach Ministry. And Heidi also has some announcements, so if Heidi would like to come up and share those.
Last week, Derek read a really very nice note from Women's Outreach Ministry, and I just want to clarify something. I am not the person who runs the kitchen. There's many thanks that need to go to many, many, many people. I have volunteered there for many years. David asked me last week, and I'm like, I don't know, since Frida was here. It's been a long time. But I really have just helped in the kitchen. And it kind of has morphed into people started bringing stuff, and there's a lot of people who need to be thanked. And I'm going to forget quite a few of those people, but when you see those people serving you so that you can have a little snack in the middle of the day, say thanks to them. Here's a few people that I just want to thank. I am not a morning person. I have had to become one now that I don't have kids and I can't come up later than my husband does, but Sherry with a Y, Van Zee, and Terry are always here to get coffee started in the morning, so thanks to them. The early birds, the music people have their coffee. The high school kids have helped serve. Jacqueline helps me serve quite often. Ruth and Don both have helped clean up afterwards. They're faithful people to do that. And then there are a lot of people who bring stuff faithfully. Again, Sherry, I don't know, she told me one time, somebody buys her the cake mixes. She makes those Bundt cakes every single week. So whoever buys those cake mixes for her, we can thank them if you know who they are. And Verna always brings cookies too. And then there's quite a few people who've just handed me some money and said, hey, use this. And so we buy creamer or cookies or anything that we might need for the kitchen. So if you're interested in helping, there are people who help and do things behind the scenes. So it's not like it's going to be a, you have to foot the thing all by yourself. You don't have to do that. It really won't be that difficult. And there are directions in there. It's really not that hard. So I've had a lot of fun doing it, but I need a little bit of time off. So please step in to help serve everybody, because it's just really a fun thing to see everybody come through, and you get to say hi and visit with people as they come through. So thanks for the opportunity to serve you, and thank those who you see serving you, because I know I've missed some names. So thanks so much, everyone.
We do have youth group tonight at 6 o'clock, as normal. So anyone who is around is welcome to come to youth group tonight. We also have young adult Bible study tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at Kelly and I's house. We are going to start working through some of the minor prophets. I think we're going to start in Habakkuk and end at Malachi. So if you're interested in coming to young adult Bible study, feel free to join us at Kelly and I's house tomorrow night. Are there any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is going to be from Luke chapter 24, and we're going to chop up some verses here. So just Luke chapter 24, verses 5b through 6a. So, why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen.
And again, we welcome you to our worship service. Grateful that you have chosen to be here on this Resurrection Sunday. We're going to sing together number 216. If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen, Christ Arose, number 216. If you'll stand with me, please.
My Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with the saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Vainly they watch his bed, Jesus my Savior. My Lord. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with the saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Death cannot Jesus my Savior, he tore the bars away, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, is forever with the saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose.
Very good. Please. please greet one another and wish them a happy Resurrection Sunday. Well, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises, and just again, we are grateful for each one of you that have chosen to worship with us today, especially those who are visiting this morning. We're grateful that you've chosen to be here. So just a couple of announcements that we continue to pray for Nathan Bonebright and his recovery, as he, the note yesterday from Deb on Caring Bridge, just the amount of progress he's made in the last 5 months. There's still a long way to go, but it is just amazing to go from being pretty much totally unresponsive to now in Omaha, he's able to be moving around, doing stairs, playing basketball, doing all sorts of games. The ongoing request is for his short-term memory. It is getting a little bit better. Long-term memory is starting to show back up, but we continue to pray for them. And it's always one of those opportunities, I guess, from the rehabilitation facility is always be thinking about what the next steps are. So praying for wisdom for Brian and Deb. Also, Larry Van Zee has his eye surgery tomorrow. And the request also came out yesterday for their granddaughter Kanaya and Kiana's. I was close. It started with a K. What's that? So Kiana, okay. Kiana yesterday ended up in the emergency room. They did discover a tumor on her frontal lobe. She is 6 months pregnant. They have sent her home. They will be watching, and hopefully things will work out that she can, the baby can continue to grow and become more viable. But we'll pray for baby and for Kiana and for the family. That's Cherry's daughter, correct? Yeah. So pray for all of them during this time. Any other prayer requests or praises?
You have to pray for Bo as well as his parents. He ended up in the ER last night with severe ear infection, I guess. Just constant pain. We haven't talked to them yet this morning. Hopefully they're going to make it here.
There's plenty of great seats up front. And Bo is doing better today?
Yep. He just likes to get sick on the weekend. Well, wait till he gets in school, then he'll get sick during the week. It kind of happens that way. We are grateful that Bo is here with us as well as the family. Let's see, Ernie. Yes, the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, as we support the Manas, as well as with Holly Friesen, which is Christina's sister, we get a little more insight into what's going on in Ukraine, as well as the different countries that the refugees have gone to. And so the continued prayer request for the church as it steps forward, but also for the leadership of Ukraine, the military involved, but that peace would break out. That is the biggest request. I know the Weens, our missionaries in Russia, sent a note this weekend, and so far they have not been affected, though they are working for Olya's green card, and they are trying to keep a low profile as Americans. I know Peter, their son, his passport expires here probably in the next year, and they're going to have to do some work. So they're very circumspect in their prayer requests coming out of Russia. But yes, it's both sides. We need to pray for peace. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Ah, June. And his name is Brady?
Brady, yeah. And he's actually coming home next week.
So. Okay, well, that is good news for your granddaughter. The Ohms' granddaughter, her fiancé Brady, has been doing quite a bit of work with refugees in Ukraine, getting them out, but also impacted by the devastation. But their wedding is June 11th, and so he is able to be coming home next week, so... Other requests? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come this morning, we remind ourselves, as we do each Sunday, as we celebrate the reason the day of worship changed from Jewish individuals to Christian is that we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. But it is on this day that we remember specifically that the grave could not keep him. As we have sung that he indeed arose, as we remind ourselves throughout each part of our service today and on the resurrection, it is a proof that everything Jesus accomplished on the cross was accepted. It is a proof that everything Jesus said he was and is true. And therefore, it confronts our life that we are not able to save ourselves. It is not just a historic event that we look and celebrate and move on. It is an event that has impacted all of history. It continues to impact our lives. As the call of Jesus continues throughout each generation of come, follow me, take up your cross. And Father, you give us the strength to face each day that you provide for us in our needs. Jesus taught us to pray that specific way, to make sure we acknowledge who you are and what you have done in our lives, to remind ourselves that you are sovereign. And when we look at the world around us, we can start to question. We see from an earthly perspective that there is, as Jesus said there would be, wars and rumors of wars, and nations will rise against nations. And these are the signs of the end to come, but not the full end. So through these times, we think of the people of Ukraine, that you would cause peace to break out, that we see the evil of the human heart that is unchecked. We see the generations that have been taught that there is no God, and therefore there is no accountability beyond this life, and therefore we can do what we want. Solomon said there's nothing new under heaven, and we see again and again. And sometimes it surprises us how much we are surprised by the atrocity that humans can have against one another. We are made in your image. Father, we pray for the Church of Ukraine, that they may truly be your hands and feet. We pray for protection for the people of Ukraine. We pray for a change of heart. And you tell us that you do cause the heart of the king, and you move it just like you move rivers of water, that you would cause Putin to rethink, to choose to back down. And if that is not the case, we just pray continually again and again that your will be done. Father, we think of our own area. One, we are grateful for the moisture we received. We pray for protection with the winds that have been coming through, and the desire for our farmers and ranchers to be getting outside, and the weather seems at times to be not so conducive for that. Father, you know our need for more moisture, and we lay that request before you. We lift up the Bone Brights to you for continued healing for Nathan, for wisdom in the daily struggle. We pray for a short-term memory, that you would reconnect the pathways in his brain to reestablish that, for long-term memories to come, and for future rehabilitation. We thank you for the stamina and strength he's gaining each day, but we pray for Brian and Deb as they walk this path with their son, that you would continually remind them of your love each and every day. Father, we lift up the Van Zee family. We pray for Larry and his eye surgery tomorrow, that you would be with the doctors, that you would give Larry peace of mind and heart, that you would bring healing and complete recovery. We pray for Kiana and this devastating news, that you are still working. You are not caught by surprise. Father, it is our desire that you would completely heal, and you are capable of doing that. You may choose to use the medical profession. You may choose to miraculously touch her. We pray for protection and healing for her and for the baby, for this time, that you would remind her of how deeply you love her, even in the midst of a hardship. You tell us that we will face trouble, but you have overcome the world. Father, we pray for Bo, and grateful to see him here this morning and his ear infection, that you would heal completely. We are reminded through this season of the year, as the season changes, colds show back up. We pray for healing for those that are dealing with illnesses. Father, we are grateful for the opportunity of serving here in our community. We thank you for ministries like Club Rock, VBS, the youth group, the opportunities we have to spread God's love and God's word in our community. Father, we pray for the finances of our church. We thank you for each one that gives, for the opportunity of being reminded that all that we have is from you, our time, our talents, our finances. And we ask that we would see them used for your honor and glory. We thank you for the opportunity of being able to host school, and we continue to pray for the building to be prepared for the fall, but also for each of the students that come into our building, that they would find a welcome and loving environment. We pray for the teachers as they continue to have to adjust, and for the students, especially for our seniors, as they have had another adventure during their senior year, as a reminder that what we consider normal is more probably what we look back in the past and remember. But each day, we have an opportunity to see how you work. And for our time together today, may we bring you honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Morning. It's good to be back. I'm certainly glad to be back among you all. I'm glad to see a full house today. We're glad you've chosen to join us. There's a little bit brisk this morning, but hopefully bringing a little moisture. I think I'm probably glad I'm not dealing with 3 or 4 feet of snow with 30-mile-an-hour winds, as others have had to deal with. But I'm certainly grateful for the moisture that we've had. And I think we can praise God for providing us what we need when we need it. And we know that when we think we need it is not necessarily true. It's because it all happens with His timing. And yeah, he provides us our needs when we need them, not necessarily when we want them. But let's stand and worship together as we praise our risen Savior.
Hallelujah for the cross.
Be seated for this next song. I gotta retune real quick. But just thinking about these songs that we're singing this morning and the lyrics that go, the words that we're singing, I guess, is they're. They're each their own song, yet they can speak to us in a lot of the same way. They have a different message, and each song can affect us differently. And this song, one song might not speak to one, it'll speak to another. Where, you know, each song is its own message. And a lot of times they'll fit well together, and sometimes they all put together a message, and the purpose of purpose of these songs is to bring us to our place of worship, to bring our heart to a place where God can speak to us and be have ourselves ready for what he has for us, whether it be the message that the pastor has to bring or something within the song that we need to hear, or something that, you know, the reason you're here today might be because something in one of the hymns or one of these praise and worship songs was to speak to you today. But let's sing this last song together.
Spoken words were formed, you breathed and life was born, you knew that one day would come. So far from heaven's throne, clothed in human form, you showed to the world the Father's love. You gave your baby life away. My sins are gone, my debt's been paid. You gave your life away for me. You lived a sinless life, yet you were crucified. You bought our freedom on the cross. Forsaken for our sin, you died and rose again. Jesus, you are the Lamb of God. You gave your life away. You gave your life away. You gave your life away for me. Your grace has broken every chain. My sins are gone, my debt's been paid. You gave your life away for me.
Father, we do thank you so much for the gift of your Son. We thank you for the reminder in these lyrics that our sins are gone and our debt has been paid, and we know that our eternity is secure, that we will be in your presence, all because of the resurrection of your Son. That on that Easter morning that he walked out of the grave and he is alive and sin is defeated and death is defeated. Satan is defeated. We thank you for your love for us. Thank you that while we were yet sinners, you sent your son to die for us, that through his willingness to give his life away, that we are the recipients of forgiveness. We pray these things in Jesus' name.